songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Yes, yes, welcome everyone to Minnesota Homebrew live from the Minnesota State Fair here at the Ampers booth in the Education Building on the east side of the fairgrounds by the Snelling Avenue East Gate. And we are here today with singer-songwriter Bruce Caswell, who's going to share a plethora of his tunes from his new CD titled Dead and Gone. And we are excited about that. Welcome, Bruce.
Carl, thank you very much. What a great opportunity. I really appreciate you having me out. This is wonderful.
I got your CD, what was it, maybe about a couple months ago?
That's right, yeah. And I think what you said about it was, you have the strangest titles for your songs of anybody I've ever met.
Well, and coming from somebody who also writes strange titles and strange songs, I was just blown away by your CD because of the refreshing jazz influence that's in there.
Oh, thank you very much.
Did you take lessons?
You know, I didn't. It was one of those things. I started playing at probably sixth grade around that time. And it's just, you know how it is. You just kind of start heading down a little path and you learn a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, you think about people finger picking. You know, they kind of take it a little ways and they just kind of develop it a little bit further. That's what I did with some of the jazz chords. I always liked swing. I liked the big band swing. I liked the Texas swing. I liked, Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. So that was an influence that I really kind of followed.
Lost in the Ozone.
Right.
Again,
huh? Lost in the Ozone, right.
I played in a rock band back in the 70s. We did that too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's, wow. Now, the title song, which we're going to start with, Dead and Gone, you mentioned that it's a view of the afterlife for those of us who have transported.
Well, I think that it's actually kind of musings from a ne'er-do-well. You know, you think about when people are thinking about the afterlife, one of the first things they think about are all the bad things that they did through their lives. And so Dead and Gone for me was just a kind of a story about a guy who was a ne'er-do-well, who was looking ahead to his afterlife and thinking, where do I go from here?
Truly a depraved individual.
Yeah, too truly depraved, right.
Well, let's give a listen to Dead and Gone. We'll be back after this to talk some more about these wonderful tunes. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Heaven's quite the place to be, filled with angelic dignity, which means they'll never take a tramp like me. Saint Peter won't approve of all my vices, my whiskey, gin, brandy, cards and dices, and I'll never change if left to my devices. So it's toe tapping, arms waving, knees slapping, close shaving, hands clapping, misbehaving till the break of dawn. Cause party ends on the day I'm dead and gone. When I cash my chips and finally come around, and my body's buried 6 feet underground, there'll be a hush on the darker side of town. When I'm gone, they won't sell that much booze. The women will only sing the blues. And the cops will cheer when they all hear the news. So it's toe tapping, arms waving, knees slapping, clothes shaving, hands clapping, misbehaving till the break of dawn. Cause party ends on the day I'm dead and gone. Mm-hmm. devil comes like smoke across my grave, searching for his souls that won't be saved. He'll say, here lies a worthless man depraved, and although I've lived my days a cheating goon, for me he has a job that's opportune. I'll be the pit boss on the River Styx saloon. So it's toe-tapping, arms waving, knees slapping, close shaving, hands clapping, misbehaving till the break of dawn. Cause the party ends on the day I'm dead and gone. The party ends on the day I'm dead and gone.
Dead and Gone by Bruce Caswell. Did you say you'll be the pit boss on the River Styx?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, if you have to go to Hades, maybe that's the thing to do. I don't know. So
that's well done. Well done. Bruce is a very regular contributor to our monthly songwriting challenge on Minnesota Homebrew. And the next one we have is going to be moved. We've moved it from tonight to next Thursday, September 5th. Right. And the theme for that one is First Date. I haven't started mine yet.
I've recorded mine once. I think I'm going to go through it again.
Greg says he has it done. He just has to record it. Greg, meaning Greg Connor, who is with us from noon to two this afternoon.
Carl, if I can just say, you know, for me, having a prompt makes a huge difference. Having two things, a prompt and having a deadline, makes a huge difference in the stuff that I write. And the prompt kind of gives me a focus, but gives me plenty of room to move as far as how that song might happen. And of course, the deadline forces me to do it.
Yeah.
So I think the monthly program that you have of having a prompt on which people can write a song is very helpful and very, I've really appreciated it.
Well,
it's really helped me.
Thank you for saying that. I know that I try my best to get one done. I think I missed last month. But First Date, that should be interesting.
I
think I remember my first date too. It was about 55 years ago.
Yeah, you must have been 7 at the time then.
There you go. There you go. Track 2 on Dead and Gone is titled Live Life Again. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, so it's about growing older. And life kind of slows down as you get older. And some of the things you're doing, you're not doing, you know, you just don't... things kind of narrow down. You're not able to do the things that you used to do. You look back and think about those things you used to do and wish that you could do them again. So it's really a story about a guy kind of wishing that he was young again.
Yeah. Don't we all?
That's right.
Here's Bruce Caswell with Live Life Again.
I used to be a banker for a living. Financed all the shops across the town. The hours and the stress were unforgiving, and I just broke down. Yes, I just broke down. Suits and ties were standard for the office. Dress shoes all polished to a glow. Looked all cultivated and important, but it was all for show. It was all for show. Now I wear old sweaters and my baseball cap. I play checkers on the porch before my noonday nap. They tell me that I'm happy and I guess they know best. But if I can, I'd like to live life again. I used to live way out in the country, cutting hay, gardening and such. Fixed up all the tractors and machinery, but it took too much. It took too much. Went to church every Sunday morning. In the pews where old folks congregate. Don't know why, but one day I quit going. I just slept in late. I just slept in late. Now I wear old sweaters and my baseball cap. I play checkers on the porch before my noonday nap. They tell me that I'm happy and I guess they know best. But if I can, I'd like to live life again. I often dream of when I was a young man, strong and never feeling any pain, living life with reckless abandon. I'd like to live again. I'd like to live again. Now I wear old sweaters and my baseball cap. I play checkers on the porch before my noonday nap. They tell me that I'm happy and I guess they know best. But if I can, I'd like to live life again. Oh yes, and if I can, I'd like to live life again.
Caswell, live life again. Well, you know the old song, if there's a rock and roll heaven, they're going to have a hell of a band.
That's right.
And
exactly.
I think you'll be in it. Yeah.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so.
I'd like to say hi to all the folks up in Thief River Falls, Pennington County, especially my wife, Jane, who's, I hope, listening. She wasn't earlier today because she was watching grandkids, a regular duty of ours. But hi, Bunny. That's her nickname.
Hi, Bunny. Hope the kids are behaving.
You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Nothing but original tunes by very talented Minnesota artists. And we're playing the CD tonight by Bruce Caswell, titled Dead and Gone. Bruce was born in Duluth. You're sort of the opposite of Greg, because he was born here and then lived 30 years in Duluth.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, it was born in Duluth first 5-6 years, I suppose, and then I moved down to the cities after that. Yeah. Always have had a soft spot for Duluth, just love the place.
You know, me too, because I spent my first year of college there in Superior, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So the Twin Ports is very special to me, and I have a good friend who still works at UW-Superior, and we go over there and check out all the bars on the north end.
Oh, good for you.
All the craft beers at Thirsty Pagan and Earth Rider. And
yeah.
I bet
doing that with you would be a learning experience. You know your beers. So I bet a guy could really enjoy that.
You know, I never really, for the most part, drank beer until I turned 50 when the craft beer stuff came along.
Right, right.
And then I found beer that I liked, because before that it was just American lagers, and I still don't like them.
Right,
you know,
right.
The hams and the grain belt. And
that's terrific. That's great.
Sun Above is the title. You say there's nothing as sweet as rekindled love.
Yeah, you know, this was a song about, you know, it was actually written with a prompt That was a visual prompt, and it had it was a plane up above the clouds, and it had the clouds below and the sun up above, and it just took me to a place where it was probably reuniting with someone that you really loved, who for whatever reason you split up with or whatever it might have been, and she called and said, "Come on home," and it's such a just a pleasant, wonderful feeling to be making that transition of where you were to where you're going and renewing those old friendships and old loves. So that's what the song was about.
Well, another thing we have in common, I met my wife, and then we had a parting for a couple months, and then I got a phone call one day.
Yeah. And Carl, this is what it's all about. Yeah, exactly.
I'm a lucky boy. Sun Above by Bruce Caswell from his Dead and Gone CD.
Woke up today with a smile on my face. Had my duffel bag packed, cause I'm leaving this place, leaving that shack just to get on back to the friend I truly love. It's cold and clammy in the drizzling rain, and I'll leave it all behind as I'm boarding the plane with clouds below and the sunshine up above. Got a letter in the mail and a call on the phone. My sweet little girl said, "Hustle on home." Wants me back cause she misses me so, and was sorry that she ever even let me go. I'm flying first class through the morning sky, heading southeast about 7 miles high, with the clouds below and the sunshine up above. With the plane flying faster than a laser beam, I lay my head down and I started to dream, dreaming of the gal that I couldn't stop thinking of. I'll never know where all the time went, but when I awoke, we began our descent from the clouds below to the sunshine up above. Faster than a laser beam, I laid my head down and I started to dream, dreaming of the gal that I could stop thinking of. And I'll never know where all the time went, but when I awoke, we began our descent with the clouds below and the sunshine up above. Ground below, my gal in sight, turning trouble into bubbles and wrongs to right. We fit us two like a foot in a shoe or a hand in a glove. I'll kiss the ground beneath my feet and promise my gal that I'll never leave, with clouds below and the sunshine up above. With the clouds below and the sunshine up above.
Nice, nice, Bruce. And not only are you a contributor to our show, but you're a regular listener.
I do. I listen to it every. I can't say that I always listen into it at 6 o'clock on Thursdays, but I always listen to the streaming afterwards if I can't listen to it Thursday night. My wife listens to it, and I think we both really appreciate it. It's not just about, you know, you like hearing what everybody else is doing. And there are some great musicians in Minnesota and Wisconsin and North Dakota. And, you know, there are some wonderful musicians. And it's just incredible the variety that you get, the mix of music that you get.
Yeah.
And we love it. It's like plugging into Americana. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and our mission is to give radio play for those who don't get it elsewhere.
Right.
Although you do have my permission to get famous and go on to, instead of KSRQ, you turn them around, KQRS.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it would not be any more of a thrill. I can promise you that. So.
Next track on our playlist for this evening is New Shoes. And how did you come about that title?
You know, a company that I was working in, this most successful salesperson, we were out one night, and he said, Bruce, you know, it's shoes that make the man. He says, if you're a salesperson, you know, you can have a fancy suit, a fancy tie, all that kind of stuff, but it's the shoes that make the man. People look at your shoes and they say, are you for real or are you not for real?
Yeah.
And I have no idea if that's true or not, but I thought it was kind of an interesting comment, and that's where the song came from.
My mother's father was a full-blooded Italian gentleman from the south side of Chicago, and my mom said he would never leave the house without spit-shining his shoes. So,
it's kind of an older generation that does that, I think. Yeah. Most of them aren't spit-shined anymore, but... that was just I found that interesting, and that's kind of where the song came from.
Yeah, yeah. He. I think he's proof of it. And sadly, I never had a chance to meet him. He died 4 years before he was born. But yeah.
Sounds like a wonderful man.
Yeah, I'm sure. He raised my mom and her twin sister, and did a good job.
That's incredible. Yeah.
So we're going to play New Shoes at this time. And again, this is off of Dead and Gone. You're listening to MHB.
New shoes make me want to travel. New shoes keep me on my toes. When I hit the town at night, I'll be looking out of sight. New shoes go along with my new clothes. New shoes make me want to travel. New shoes keep me in my groove. Brew myself some homemade beer, shave my head and pierce my ear. New shoes, dancing all of my new moves. Gonna leave the past behind me. Gotta get out while I can. Yeah, the future's where you'll find me. Shoes keep me moving. Shoes make the man. New shoes make me want to travel. New shoes with a glossy glow and shine. Wingtips with my leather spats, sport coat and fedora hat. New shoes make me look good all the time, yeah. Behind me, gotta get out while I can. Yeah, the future's where you'll find me. Shoes keep me moving. Shoes make the man. New shoes make me wanna travel. New shoes with a glossy glow and shine. Wingtips with my leather spats, sport coat and fedora hat. New shoes make me look good all the time. Wingtips with my leather spats, sport coat and fedora hat. New shoes make me look good all the time.
When I was in high school, you couldn't wear tennis shoes to school. So I recall penny loafers and wingtips being very popular for the boys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, Carl, I have to tell you, this was one of the Minnesota homebrew prompts. It was January, and the prompt was new.
Oh,
that
yes.
I did. that I did this song for. So just to throw that out. But that was one of your prompts that was the inspiration for this.
Proof so, that it works. This next song is, I don't know where you got this idea from.
Well, let me tell you where it came from. This is kind of dark, actually. I mean, you've heard of songs like Tom Dooley, like Little Sadie, Banks of the Ohio, Pretty Polly. They were all stories about fiancés, the man killing his fiancée. Well, this is weird, but back in 1871, my great-great-great-grandfather killed his fiancée. And it was in Covington, Kentucky. Wow. And it's one of these things, you know, you think about your family background, and most of the time, the people who were wild successes, you know, the people who were great soldiers or politicians or industry, you know, captains, that sort of thing, they were the ones you hear about. And those ne'er-do-wells are always kind of pushed down, and they don't make it onto the family tree for, you know, people to go back to. Mm-hmm. But just recently, we kind of dug up where my great-great-great-grandfather, at a younger age, ended up shooting his fiance. And he said it was an accident, and it could have been, who knows, but he was acquitted, and then he moved to Superior, Wisconsin, and ended up starting a life and meeting my great-great-great-grandmother and that sort of thing. But it's funny, you say, where did this song come from? It came from family history, from the dark pages of my background.
And he got off the hook. Huh?
He was acquitted, yeah. And his father had a pretty successful business in town. And I don't know, you know, I would guess that maybe he just sort of was important enough and hired the expensive enough lawyer to get it off. But there was no other witness to see what happened. But I don't know. You know, it's interesting to kind of think of your background. I've always been very proud of some of the ancestors that I've had that have done great things. I guess I have to share in some of the shame about an ancestor that did horrendous things. So that's kind of where the song came from.
But again, proud of him because he made a better life.
Yeah, I suppose. But man, he shot somebody.
Well, here's Poor Mary. You're listening to Homebrew at the Minnesota State Fair.
Mary in her 18th year existence, her day approaching soon to be wed. But Fred, her beau, was full of his suspicions on the night he shot poor Mary dead. There was a buzz about her indiscretions, about a boy she met in Ohio. But no one would have guessed she'd take a bullet through her chest from that smoking pistol of her bow. And the doctor stayed on through the night. The priest administered last rites. Nothing they could do, but they tried. And the rain came down in angry sheets as it drove her coffin through the streets. On that fateful night, poor Mary died. Freddy's horse rode off into the darkness, crossed the river north to Coverdale. But the sheriff tracked him down, he turned that boy around, locked him in the Kenton County Jail. All the town folk filled the county courthouse when it was time for Freddy to be tried. But the crazy jury ruled it an acquittal. Mary's mama broke down and she cried. And the doctor stayed on through the night. The priest administered last rites. Nothing they could do, but they tried. And the rain came down in angry sheets as they drove her coffin through the streets. On that fateful night, poor Mary died. Freddie left Kentucky for Wisconsin. leaving all his checkered past behind. But the darkness in his heart, it tore his life apart. Some say that he went crazy, lost his mind. In Kenton County, they all still remember the years they had to suffer through the shame. And riding on that trail, they still hear Mary's wail. On rainy nights, they hear her call his name. And the doctor stayed on through the night. The priest administered last rites. Nothing they could do, but they tried. And the rain came down in angry sheets as they drove her coffin through the streets. On that fateful night, poor Mary died. The doctor stayed on through the night. The priest administered last rites. Nothing they could do, but they tried. And the rain came down in angry sheets as they drove her coffin through the streets. On that fateful night, poor Mary died.
Poor Mary by Bruce Caswell.
Yeah, what more can you say about it?
Do you play out much?
Carl, I don't. I don't. And I got through, you know, last June, I took it as a goal to write 30 songs and record, you know, to write and record 30 songs. And that was kind of a lot. During the summer, I started with a group who is kind of based out of Stillwater, I think, where they give you a prompt a week and you write a song a week, which is a pretty fast clip.
Yeah.
And then there's your program, which was once a month. And then starting January through May, I did something that was twice a week. That got me up to about 30 songs. And then writing 30 songs and practicing the 30 songs and then recording the 30 songs and trying to put together some interesting guitar in between and that sort of thing. I got kind of tired of it, to be honest. And we had a lot of family stuff going on, but I hope to do more playing out this fall. I enjoy the playing out, and it just hasn't worked out so well this summer.
Yeah. Well, summer's a busy time.
Yeah. So
they sure are. Well, our next song is titled Honey, Trap, and Heart.
Honey, Trap, and Heart. It's really just about, I don't know where this came from, but I had in my mind someone who, I was in a book club, and this person in the book club kind of dressed like Minnie Pearl to some extent, and you know, just a little bit
quirky,
a little bit quirky, yeah. And that was kind of the inspiration for the song.
Okay, so. Well, let's give it a listen here.
All right.
You say stop, and then it's go. Tell me yes, then you say no. I should be reaching out for someone else. You grab hold, pick me up, and put me back on your shelf. Can't let go, it's just too free. No safety net now, don't you see? Sweet as sugar, you're tearing me apart with your madcap and honey trapping heart. You put ketchup on your bananas, dip French fries in ice cream, wear brocades, diamonds and jades with your hoodie sweats and low-rise skinny jeans, floppy hat and rainbow glasses. Quirky is your middle name. Sweet as sugar, you're tearing me apart with your madcap and honey trapping heart. When you're out on the town, wild and chasing round, you say it's no big deal. You don't give a damn about the pain I feel. A floppy hat and rainbow glasses. Quirky is your middle name. Sweet as sugar, you're tearing me apart with your madcap and honey trapping heart. When you're out on the town, wild and chasing round, you say it's no big deal. You don't give a damn about the pain I feel. A floppy hat and rainbow glasses, Quirky is your middle name. Sweet as sugar, you're tearing me apart with your madcap and honey trapping heart. Your madcap and honey trapping heart. Your madcap and honey trapping heart.
Goldie Hawn came to mind when you were singing that. And I saw a lot of, previous to our show tonight, I was over at the Shells stage watching Pushing Chain, and there were a lot of old hippies
there.
With tie-dye t-shirts and ponytails.
They were great, weren't they?
Yeah. Oh, you heard them.
Pushing Chain, they were great.
Whoa, those guys. That's the first time I've heard them as a full band.
Yeah.
Normally, they just do two-piece.
They did good.
Oh. And you know, Bump is the lead singer, but Adam, holy smokes when he sings.
Yeah.
He sings.
They both sounded really good.
Honey Trap and Heart, track 12 there. On how many songs are? Is it 21?
20, 22, I think.
Yeah. Wow, you can't get a deal like that at.
I couldn't fit any more on, so
Walmart.
that was it. I know it's at the bargain bin, right?
Oh.
So.
Yeah, you know, normally what is it? 13 songs.
You know, nobody told me that I was supposed to. You know, how many I was supposed to have on? I just crammed on all that I could put on there.
Yeah, as long as they fit, why not?
So.
Well, our next tune is titled Mama's Disappointment. I know I was a disappointment to my parents.
Oh, I doubt it. You know, my mom was pretty liberal. She was okay about sort of whatever I did. But I think she thought that I spent way too much time playing guitar. And one of the things that I think really bugged her was in junior high, I had a band in junior high, rock and roll band, and then I had a band in senior high. And in junior high, the band's name was Harry Pitts in the Sweat Band, and I was Harry Pitts. And we went to a parent-teacher conference once, and my math teacher at the time, you know, stood up, introduced himself, and he said, "Well, you must be Mrs. Pitts," to my mom. And I think that just rubbed her the wrong way. You know, she thought, "I don't want to be Mrs. Harry Pitts." So that rubbed her the wrong way, and then went off to high school and was in a band called Kegs and the Tappers. So I think she started thinking that this music thing wasn't necessarily a good environment to be in. But we got through it.
Yeah,
this is a testament to my mom for putting up with me for all of those things.
Well, bless her heart.
So
my mother was actually very, very musical, so she enjoyed my older brother and I playing guitar. But
well, you probably were more, upright and proper than I was, Carl, so that's probably the difference. You know?
I don't think so.
That's another story.
Well, let's move on. our next tune is titled So in Love. It's track... we're not playing this in order, track 17 off of the CD. And you say that your friend, he's looming around here somewhere, David Lee.
Yeah. So my buddy in high school, or my buddy in college, he and I played at the Corner Bar every Friday night down in Northfield, and it was a fun time. You know, it was a wonderful opportunity. Did some coffee houses, that sort of thing. You know, it was a great. It was the sprinkles on top of my college career. Something that, you know, was good, fun. Really enjoyed it. And we you know, as life goes, as parents, you know, you're going to go off and do some different things. His career took a different path than mine. But over the last 5 years, we got together again and started playing a little bit, which has been great. So yeah, it's been nice to be able to renew that.
And he played on the CD?
He played on the CD, right. He played bass. So,
wow. Yeah. Just met him here a half hour ago or so.
Yeah.
And it's always fun meeting musicians. So let's hear this song, Mama's Disappointed. You're listening to MHB at the State Fair.
Architect, my mama whine. Quit guitar and take design. Go and do the world some good. Make rows of houses out of wood. Highways, railways, locks and dams. Study hard, pass exams. Build estates with mass appeal. Make towers out of glass and steel. That's stuff that makes your mama proud. But it was in one ear, out the other. That's the way it was with mother. Drove her nuts, I drove her crazy. She thought I was dumb and lazy. Now I sing and play guitar in the honky-tonks and the two-bit bars. And mama doesn't love me anymore. Mom cried out half suicidal. Quit guitar and read the Bible. This is all that I'm expecting. Flowing robes and genuflecting. Priest, a minister, a pastor. Take the route that'll get there faster. Saving all the congregation from eternal damnation. That stuff that makes your mama proud. But it was in one ear, out the other. That's the way it was with mother. Drove her nuts, I drove her crazy. She thought I was dumb and lazy. Now I sing and play guitar in the honky-tonks and the two-bit bars. And mama doesn't love me anymore. A doctor, mama supplicated. They're so highly compensated, living in their big old mansion, earning interest on their pension. A lake home on the whitefish chain with a bigger than average brain. Passing meds, sewing stitches, all the while amassing riches. That stuff that makes your mama proud. But it was in one ear, out the other. That's the way it was with mother. Drove her nuts, I drove her crazy. She thought I was dumb and lazy. Now I sing and play guitar in the honky-tonks and the two-bit bars. And mama doesn't love me anymore. No, mama doesn't love me anymore.
Mama's Disappointment.
That's me.
I think I mistakenly introduced So in Love, didn't I?
I think we talked about both of those, but we can. Yeah, we talked a little bit about both of those.
This is one of the first songs I played of yours, I believe, Backyard Barbecue.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, I have this vivid memory of barbecues back in the 60s when I was a kid. And it was different. I mean, you didn't have the patio furniture. You had the picnic table, and they put a plastic sheet on it because the picnic table was half rotted out. And you had, you know, the wives were all kind of wearing aprons and stuff like that. As they were going out, they put out these big buffets. And what struck me, you know, the kids would be running around like chickens with their heads cut off. But what struck me was the men. I think a lot of times the men were just sitting around smoking cigarettes and drinking beer and pontificating over this and that. And they were wearing, you know, I remember my dad would wear white shirts, white button-down shirts, and dress slacks. He would not be wearing his tie, would not be wearing his jacket. That was casual for him.
None of this.
That's right.
No blue jeans.
So it was kind of a different thing from the backyard barbecue sort of thing, which I found fun.
I never saw my dad in a pair of blue jeans ever.
Yeah. A different time, huh?
Yeah. I recall the lime Jell-O salad with the pears in it.
It's funny how you got that, isn't it?
Or there was another one that had, like, carrots, lime.
Yeah, with shredded carrots.
Yeah,
I know it. Yeah, that was probably the healthy side of it. So
yeah, who in their right mind thought of that one?
But these were just thoughts of barbecues back in the 1960s when I was younger.
There's plenty good that's cooking in the backyard barbecue. Where the weather's hot, the grass is green, and the skies are crystal blue. The picnic food they're dishing up comes straight out of the kitchen. It's mac and cheese, stewed tomatoes, Jell-O molds, fried potatoes, cabbage salad, baked beans, and chicken. I never once considered why it's always hard to navigate with cups and plates through the lawn chairs in the yard. I salivate as I clean my plate, contemplating seconds of mac and cheese, stewed tomatoes, Jell-O molds, fried potatoes, cabbage salad, baked beans, and chicken. And the kids, they're all excited like a time bomb bound to blow, while husbands all pontificate over things that they don't know. The wives, they're cooking up a storm back there in the kitchen, and the food they make is always finger-licking. The women, they all mobilize with a full buffet to clear, while the men folks smoke their cigarettes and drink their cans of beer. And the kids align one last time for the final scraps and smidgens of mac and cheese, stewed tomatoes, Jell-O molds, fried potatoes, cabbage salad, baked beans, and chicken. Here we go. Excited like a time bomb bound to blow, while the husbands all pontificate over things that they don't know. The wives are cooking up a storm back there in the kitchen, and the food they make is always finger-licking. The women, they all mobilize with a full buffet to clear, while the men folks smoke their cigarettes and drink their cans of beer. And the kids align one last time for the final scraps and smidgens of mac and cheese, stewed tomatoes, Jell-O molds, fried potatoes, cabbage salad, baked beans, and chicken. I said mac and cheese, stewed tomatoes, Jell-O molds, fried potatoes, cabbage salad, baked beans, and chicken.
That's a hoot. Barbecue is something else I never went to as a kid. I don't recall.
Oh, really?
No. We were a very stay-at-home family.
Oh. Yeah. Not even a neighborhood barbecue or a relative barbecue or anything like that?
Never visited relatives.
I'll be darned.
Never went to a wedding or a funeral or anything as a kid.
No kidding.
Never went
no.
out to a restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And look at you now, the worldly...
I am. I'm quite social.
Yes. Man you become. Yeah, that's great.
Well, as opposed to our weather today, which is just perfect, your next song is titled Freezing Winter Rain.
Yeah.
Are you hopeful?
No, no, it's nothing like that at all. You know, we talked about Sun Above. That was a song about leaving and going back to a relationship that was really a great relationship that for whatever reason had been put on pause, and they're very excited to go back and all that other kind of stuff. Freezing Winter Rain was a song about, you know, another big life change, but this time it's kind of going from good to bad. It's, you know, you had something good and you blew it somehow and she left you and now you're going on some rickety old train in the freezing winter rain and it's just not good. So that's what this song is about.
Well, let's hear it.
Rails of rusting steel, the rhythms of the wheels, spikes and ties groaning from the load. No reason for me staying, so I caught that evening train as the freezing winter rains begin to blow. As the freezing winter rains begin to blow. A mother and her child pass their time for bed, staring in the dark at the nothingness ahead. Holds him in her arms, tied against her breast, hoping for some rest. An old man in a suit, still all soaking wet, he fumbles for a match when he lights his cigarette. Coughs before his drag, he shivers from the cold, feeling awfully old. Rails of rusting steel, the rhythms of the wheels, spikes and ties groaning from the load. No reason for me staying, so I caught that evening train as the freezing winter rains begin to blow. As the freezing winter rains begin to blow. The stops along the way, run-down wooden shacks, passengers in line with the bundles on their backs. Their faceless forms are gray. They stumble on the train, beaten by the strain. We all stare straight ahead, emotionless expressions. Our baggage in our laps, our trivial possessions. The humbleness of us, water soaked and stained from the freezing winter rain. Of the wheels, spikes and ties groaning from the load. No reason for me staying, so I caught that evening train as the freezing winter rains begin to blow. As the freezing winter rains begin to blow. I left my past behind, trying to forget her. Couldn't get much worse, likely won't get better. I've been down before, and I'll be down again in the freezing winter rain. Rails of rusting steel, the rhythms of the wheels, spikes and ties groaning from the load. No reason for me staying, so I caught that evening train as the freezing winter rains begin to blow. As the freezing winter rains begin to blow. As the freezing winter rains begin to blow.
Winter rain.
Well, we're just about out of time here on Minnesota Homebrew. Bruce Caswell, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's been a fun time, and meeting your lovely wife, Sandy. She's standing right there.
Well, Carl, I want to thank you. And seriously, I think you do a great service for the state in what you do to help bring together a lot of the singers and songwriters in the area, in both Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota, I've heard Canada, Winnipeg. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to promote some of the artists who are out here. There's a lot of artists out there, a lot of very talented people, and it's wonderful that you're paying attention to them.
Who never get heard, and it's a shame, and we're trying to fix that.
And you're doing it. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And hopefully we'll be back live next week with our songwriter challenges. If you're listening, there's time to write that song and record it. Send it to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. And we're going to end our show with a tune titled What I'm Thankful For.
This was one of your prompts for Thanksgiving for November last year. So that's from one of your prompts.
Well, I wish you continued success. And are you already working on your next CD?
No, I haven't. But I'll probably starting around January of next year, I might get started on stuff again.
Like you said, you're a little burned out on the last one.
Yeah.
That can happen. Well, thank you, Bruce Caswell.
Thank you, Carl.
And from his Dead and Gone CD, here is
What I'm Thankful For. It's gone.
Well, we lost it, but we can find it. Here it is, here under it disappeared mainly because it was running low on time. We're at 7 o'clock, but here we go.
Stock and bond portfolio, diamond mine in Borneo, and my original Van Gogh, that's what I'm thankful for. My V8 Roadster Cadillac with a rumble seat and a luggage rack, it drives just like a heart attack, and that's what I'm thankful for. Strange when one's so entertained, it's hard to be amused, and because I never had hard times, I can never sing the blues. I see my gal each Friday night, looking cool and out of sight, and we always stay out past midnight, that's what I'm thankful for. Shots whenever I feel funny. My banker's great, he stays real late just to count my money. A silver spoon that keeps me fed, the softness of my feather bed, and the better times that lie ahead. That's what I'm thankful for. To fix my indiscretions, my priest, it takes an hour at least to hear all my confessions. A silver spoon that keeps me fed, the softness of my feather bed, and the better times that lie ahead, that's what I'm thankful for. The better times that lie ahead, that's what I'm